as data. Some thoughts. Given the preponderance of claims arising from cosmetic and reconstructive procedures, we would welcome the increasing importance given to oncoplastic training. We think perhaps that it might be useful to have pre- and post-photographic evidence whenever undertaking any breast procedures, and that perhaps, as takes place in some centres, all patients undergoing cosmetic or reconstructive procedures should be assessed by a panel of doctors in the form of an MDT of different specialities. And then finally, given that cosmetic type of procedures place such a large litigation burden on the NHS, should they be available at all?